I like to thank all of you from core of my heart. Yeah, come to Abhyantoyer. Did I say it right? Someone said that meant place of adventure. Is that the right correct meaning also? Adventure. So certainly the forest. Some devotees even lost their way. So big adventure to get here. And in the midst of a little cold, so yeah, to this place of adventure. So you're welcome to the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. He's a tractor of the Madan Mohan. He even attracts and bewilders Madan. Hurry. Something happened. Hurry. No. It was better before. You prefer? Hurry. Is that okay? I think it's better for my throat also. Comfortable, a little more comfortable. So he's a tractor of the Madan, which is a cupid. I don't think we could call it stupid. Cupid. It's one of the devatas. It's a devata. Kamadev. It's called Kamadev. He's a demigod. In charge of lust. Kamadev. Kamadevata. So, and he not only attracts just one Kamadev, but Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. His shobha, his beauty is amazingly wonderful. That even Kam himself is very beautiful person. Kamdev is very beautiful person. And he goes around with the arrow. Pushpa Barnaya. It's called Pushpa Barnaya. He has ban, arrow, of the pushpas, flower arrow. And he keeps shooting right into the hearts. Especially he likes young hearts, young at heart. So he's beautiful and he has this arrow and he... So many fall prey to his arrows, they become victims. But here we have Madan Mohan. So I think he will take care of all the Madans, all the Cupids. I just had this thought, so that we could peacefully, non-harassed way, not harassed by anything. Place of adventure, Abhyantoyer, in the forest. You see, wherever I see, there are trees here. Of course, you have named already. Golok Dham also has lots of trees. Naimisharanya also, forests of Naimishar and also lots of trees. So this is also like that. We are far, far away from the civilization of German civilization. You don't hear any sounds. It's like a cave for us here. We are in a cave, leaving all else behind. We have come to the place of adventure where there's a residence of Radha Madan Mohan, and he will protect us so that we could peacefully sleep. I'm seeing some eyes closing. So. People aspire for peace in the world. I don't know what their idea is once they have peace. But their idea is to peacefully, so that they could peacefully eat. There's no war. It's a peace now. Let us do what? Peacefully eat. Peacefully sleep. Peacefully have sex life and peacefully fight. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending peacefully. However, as soon as the devotee finds peaceful location, immediately he wants to undergo samadhi. Go into samadhi. Oh, this is a peaceful place for samadhi. Oh, this is a peaceful place for Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, it's a peaceful place. Let me study Bhagavatam here. It's peaceful. So we wish to take. I mean, I had not imagined that this place could be so peaceful. So they certainly. Very appropriate. Yam niyam. Asan. Pranayama. Asan. Oh, asan. Asan is important. The situation is important. Before you go to samadhi, which is the eighth anga, ashta anga, the eighth anga, the last part is samadhi, but in between there is asan. Asan means situation. And it doesn't only refer to vyasasan, but where the vyasasan is and where, what is all around. The whole thing becomes asan. If we take this asan and put right in front of Frankfurt Airport, that's not asan. Although you have a asan seat. Asan meant for, there's also sukhasan. See, sukhasan is sitting. It's a padmasan. There are different asans. But in each asan you could sit for a long time. And there's no disturbance of any sort, physical or even mental. Then you are still not in asan. You have a nice asan, but the mind is, you have not attained the asan. Not in your asan. And so, certainly the external circumstances are, this is a right asan, right situation. And Radha Madan Mohan on our side, I think he'll take care of other subtle things and protect us. from any mental harassments or agitations, so that we could concentrate on the best business of our life. Although not be running around, business means run around. Like a rat, they run around. Rat race. Then that could be described as a business. Otherwise, who would describe this sitting? Is that? But in fact, this is the best business. Because in return, you get all the wealth. You do business and you get wealth. So this could be described as a transcendental business, because you do get a profit. Then you get all the wealth. We get Krishna. We wish to get Krishna within our heart. And he's Lakshmipati. So not only you get Lakshmi, but you also get Pati. It's very important. So, yes, as Maharaj mentioned, we had originally idea of 7 days. So what we are planned to do is at least do 7 presentations. In your advertisement, I was reading what 3 aha, you're saying 3 aha. Saptaha, there's a, traditionally in India this is famous, saptaha. So sapta means 7, aha means day. Saptaha means 7 days of Bhagavatam, and you're advertising this as 3 aha. 3 days. Then I thought, maybe there's some way we could at least have 7. In 3 days we do 7 sittings, 7 presentations of Bhagavatam. So that is what is on our mind. We'll have 2 sessions today, 3 tomorrow, and 2 the 3rd and the final day, which is the day after. I think the schedule is already on the board, or it is by the time you come out, you'll see. So some are a bit longer, well, by half an hour, 1 hour, a little longer sessions. But I think the shortest one is 2 hours we have. 2 to 3 hours. Even in India we do this, we have morning and evening, and 3.5 hours each time, and for 7 days. It's quite a marathon. And this Bhagavad Sapta tradition is quite popular in India, attracting lots of people. With Maharaj, the Bhagavad Katha that Maharaj mentioned, we used to get 3 to 5 thousand every day. But when some other popular speakers speak, they get 100,000, 200,000 or more, 200,000 persons sitting for 7 days. Of course, not 7 days and seven nights, as was the case 5,000 years ago. But they have also a couple of sessions each day. And although Prabhupada condemned kind of this Bhagavad Sapta business, because the business, they were making a business. We also described this as a business, but we concluded how this is a transcendental business. But the other speakers end up doing business in the sense wanting cash in hand. And for each katha they do, there's a contract signed, and so it's a big sum they demand, they get for the katha that they recite. Not all of them, but many of them. So it's a business transaction, business money making for many of them. That's one reason why Prabhupada was certainly, and he couldn't be against Bhagavatam. He's not against Bhagavatam if there's lots of recitation of Bhagavatam is done. Why not? But the mentality and the attitude of the speaker, and then they would be not only professional, wanting, making money, also sahajiyas, the tendency of being sahajiyas and also wanting to run immediately to the 10th canto again, to those 5 chapters of the 10th canto, 29th through 33, Rasa Panchadhyay, they call. Rasa Panchadhyay, 5 adhyayas, chapters dealing with rasa dance. And then they would do some more things. They would become Krishna and make other gopis and different sentimental things. And, or many of the speakers are Mayavadis or demigod worshippers and on. For some of these reasons, Prabhupada used to talk against that Bhagavat business. And Srila Prabhupada's point used to be, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatam says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Read Bhagavatam regularly. So, we wish also to increase our liking, attraction for Bhagavatam within these few days of hearing or whenever we do for 7 days, so that people would, again on the 8th day also, they would go for reading Bhagavatam, or the 9th day and like that. Mainly because we get people in the name of Bhagavad Sapta, people come in India. You advertise. If you advertise something else, they won't come. But as soon as you advertise as a Bhagavad Katha, Bhagavad Sapta, people just flock, come running, rushing, going out of their ways, taking leave from the business, etc. For many of them, this is a pious activity to counteract some of the impious deeds which they perform. They also have deals. want to strike a deal, also get something. Always not love of Godhead and getting Krishna in return. Well, they have their ideas. But they do come in a big number. They come. So we just try to cash on that sentiment. We advertise. Also Bhagavad Katha. People come in thousands. And we speak on behalf of Prabhupada and our parampara. Mayavad out, so many things out, just present Bhagavatam as it is, and distribute Bhagavatams also. And Radha Govind Maharaj, our god brother, is also very popular doing Bhagavat Katha, and yeah, so he also does. We also have tried selling 108 sets of Bhagavatam. By the end of the seven day presentation, we want to distribute 108 sets of Bhagavatam or 51 sets of Bhagavatam, and we succeed with such goals. And so many other books also get distributed. People come, take darshan of the deities, and of course, we get them to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. It's a purifying experience for them, and that results in increasing our congregation, you've seen. Whenever we do katha in Pune and other places also, from that time onwards, our Sunday guests and other numbers increase. Because people who would normally not come to ISKCON temple for whatever reason, they come by hearing, oh, there's a Bhagavad Katha in Hare Krishna temple. And once they come, they get hooked. And so there are many transcendental tricks and advantages involved with this Bhagavat. And I don't know, I'm just saying. Srila Prabhupada asked his disciple, Jasamati Nandan Prabhu from Gujarat, why don't you do Bhagavat Katha? I don't know word for word what he, but he, so he implies what we understand. He wasn't against Bhagavat, even for 7 days. If it is done our way. So, now some devotees are doing, and I am also started doing it. We just had a nice katha in Los Angeles just last month. And from here, then I'm going to Alachua. From here, end of this month. And part of their Janmasthami celebration, we will do 7 days of Bhagavat. And then Janmasthami and Vyas Puja. Like that. So we are in business with this Bhagavatam. But we wish not to have any other motivation other than glorifying the Lord and present Bhagavatam in its pure form as we have been trained by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And goal is Sharanvatam Swakathaha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Certainly this is Punya. The most auspicious thing is to Shranavataha, Swakatha, Krishna, Krishna Katha. You hear, and this is the most pious deed that you will be performing. And the outcome is Riddhyantastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. Srimad Bhagavatam topics will enter our hearts. If we hear Shraddhaya, with faith we hear, with attention we hear, allow Bhagavatam to reach our heart. Not that it enters through one ear and out through the other one. Ikudun tikudun zai vare. Saying in Marathi. You. And sometimes pipe you have to blow, and you blow from one end, one hole, and it goes through out through the other hole. So these two, going there. Now, to the heart. Riddhyantastohi, that's the destination, is Hridaya, heart. Sarvasya aham radisannivistaha. So not only Lord is residing there, but we also reside in the heart. According to Kathopanishad, the body is described as a tree, and there are two birds residing in that tree. One is us, the Atma, Anuatma, other one is Vibhuatma, the Paramatma. So, as Bhagavatam topics enter our heart, reach our heart, that is where Bhagavatam, which is Lord, which is incarnation of the Lord, or Bhagavatam is pastimes of the Lord, qualities of the Lord, activities, of course, covered. Form of the Lord also described. Dham of the Lord. So, this is all. Bhagavatam is Lord. These topics are different features of personality of Godhead. So, they enter the heart and meet the soul. The meeting between soul and the Lord takes place there. Bhagavatam is the Lord and the living entity, so they meet. There's a union, there's a yoga, there's a link. And with that meeting, everything works out. So hearing Bhagavatam is meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, the same thing could be said about the holy name and the holy form, the deity form and holy prasad. That we know. Very tasty. Prasad. We have full realization. Huh? This must be the Lord. So sweet, delicious. But the Bhagavatam is equally or more, well, more delicious than prasad. Have you ever relished like that? You eat sweet rice and right there, you could test the sweetness of the Lord. And when we hear Bhagavatam, when we would explore, oh, this is so sweet. Oh, it's nectarian. Then we could understand, yes. Some abhadrani, some inauspicious things are now I'm getting rid of. And I'm meeting here with the Lord. So, because in India, when we do this, we have lots of time, then sometimes we spend maybe one session just talking up about the Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya, the greatness of Bhagavatam, which is already there also in the, throughout Bhagavatam you will see and hear the greatness of Bhagavatam. How Bhagavatam is great. Scripture. Very special. The dialogue between Narad Muni and Srila Vyasadev, first canto, fourth, fifth, sixth, like that, several chapters. This is meant to establish the supremacy of Bhagavatam for all the scriptures. Or in the beginning, Bhagavatam says, Nigamakalpataror galitam phalam shukhamukhad amrita dravasanyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvu bhavuka. That nigamakalpataror taru panchakalpa taru. What is taru? Tree. I'm going to be using a lot of Sanskrit words here next 3 days. I know Gaurangi doesn't always like so much of my... You prefer English. It's okay? This will be some kind of... Yes, going to the original. Original language of the soul. Certainly it's not German or English or Deutsch. Deutsch, is that the name of the language? Niederland. Yeah, soul's language is Sanskrit language. So we'll be using and try to explain some words, the meaning of it. So much deeper meaning, or you can't even find always equivalents for the Sanskrit words. You could say something in some language, like religion is not exactly the translation of dharma. Dharma explains much more when you say dharma than the religion, but that's the best you could do, translate as religion. So nigamakalpa tarur. Taru means tree. So this verse says that nigamakalpa means all the Vedic literatures, means Vedas, the Puranas, Itihasas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata. This is all tree. Nigamakalpa taru. And the Bhagavatam is kalpa taro. Says taro means of this tree. This, all these scriptures put together is a Vedic tree. And of that tree, kalpa taro galitam phalam. The ripened fruit of this tree is this Bhagavatam. Did you get that? All other scriptures is a tree. And Bhagavatam is the fruit. And that too, galitam. Galitam means about to drop. About to. Naturally. So ripe that it is ready to come down. So what is most important thing in the whole thing in the tree? What is the most desirable thing to get from the tree? Is what? It's a fruit. Of course, you could enjoy the beauty of the tree and, oh, how nice are the leaves and how nice is the flower. This is nice. But unless you relish the fruit, what good is? So many trees are condemned. They don't give any fruits. So in the very beginning, this is only third verse of Bhagavatam that says, this is the greatness of Bhagavatam, that all other Vedic texts compiled by Vyasadeva is just a tree. But Bhagavatam is the fruit, and ripe fruit. And not only that, Shuka Mukhat Amrita Drava Sanyutam. That this fruit has been touched by the beak of a parrot called Shuka. Shuka means parrot also. So he has tasted. First of all, it's ripe and has been tasted. First one to taste this Bhagavatam was Shukadeva Goswami, and recite, present that Shukha Mukhat. Shukha is Shukadeva Goswami. Mukhat, from his mouth, his amrit is emanating. And then he says, Pibata Bhagavatam. Please drink this Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam. Now, easy to remember, right? Pibata Bhagavatam. What do you do with the Bhagavatam? I think things are easy to drink, right, than eat. Khichdi, you have to eat, chew, you know, so much endeavor. You would rather just drink, huh? Things which you just drink is much easier. You have to chew everything. So it doesn't say eat Bhagavatam. It says what? Drink Bhagavatam. It is also made into, especially if you are little child or even not a healthy person, then you are made to drink things, not eat. So we're also like a little sick fellows. Bhavarog we have. Disease, sick we are because of the bhava of this world is makes us sick. So we are just appeal. There's appeal that Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. So much ras here. Storehouse of ras. Muhuraho rasika bhui bhavukaha. And this appeal is to those who are rasikas. Rasik. You must be some kind of rasiks also. That you have come all the way. So many other cities in Germany and Rotterdam here, there, France, Den Haag, and so to come all the way from there to here, you have proven you're some kind of rasik, ras. One who likes ras is called rasik. Rasik. Oh, he's a rasik bhakta. Oh, he's rasik. Bhakta means he likes ras. He likes juice. Transcendentally juicy things is his preference. Oh, he's rasik. So Bhagavatam is for rasikas. Or to increase our appetite so that we end up becoming rasikas. It is for both. For sadhakas and for rasikas. Sadhaka is also some kind of rasik, some liking he has. So by hearing and hearing. So muhuraho rasika. Muhu means again and again. Oh rasikas, muhuraho. Oho, oho, oh, oh. Muhura ho. See how it sounds. Oh, oh. Muhura ho. Oh, Rasikas, you drink this Bhagavatam again and again. It's in the very beginning. So, those kind of statements are throughout Bhagavatam, glorifying Bhagavatam. But besides such glories throughout Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva also has compiled something called Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya in 5 chapters of Padma Puran. And Uttarakhand, Padma Purane, Uttarakhande, Srimad Bhagavat Mahatme, Shravana Vidhikathanam Nama Shashtu Adhyayaha. In fact, 6 chapters. The 6 chapters. So that part in itself is also very, very interesting, but because we don't have a Sachidananda Rupaya, he begins with such a beautiful prayer, that Mahatmya. Sachidananda Rupaya Vishwatpatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. Yes. I offer my most humble obeisances unto Sri Krishna. He doesn't say, I offer. He says, Vayam Numaha. Vayam means us, all of us. He doesn't say, Aham. He says, Vayam. Vayam means all of us together. Plural in number. Vayam Numaha. Let us all offer our obeisances. Huh? We are also about to study, recite Bhagavatam. So let us all offer our obeisances. Sri Krishnaya, unto Sri Krishna. Madan Mohanaya, unto Madan Mohan. Madan Mohanaya, Vayam Namaha. We all assembled here, offer our most humble obeisances at the feet of Madan Mohan. Okay. And he is Sachidananda Rupaya. His roop is Sachidananda. And he is in charge of the creation, maintenance, and destruction. And he has his manifestations. And then Tapatraya Vinashaya. And that Lord who does Vinash, destruction, destroys. And why we want to offer him obeisances? You know? He must be somebody. And there is some benefit just by saying this. Oh Lord, you are destroyer. What? Tapa Traya. Traya, 3. Tapa. Miseries of 3 kinds. Adhyatmik adi, daivik adi, bhautik, 3 kind. Tapatraya vinashaya. You are that kind of great personality, so please accept our obeisances. And, like that. So, this Mahatmya is also, this is a dialogue between, Shaunak Rishi and Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami is he's a reciter of this Srimad Bhagavatam. And as he recites, of course, so many other personalities and speakers come into the picture, and Narad Muni is there, and Bhakti Devi is there. Gyan Vairagya is there. Very, very interesting. 4 Kumaras recite Bhagavatam. At the at the end of these six chapters, Shaunak Muni, he asked, "Oh, could you please tell us how many times this Bhagavatam has been recited?" You know, prior to that, they were now doing in Naimisharanya, and he, Sruta Goswami, states 3 times. And he said the first time Bhagavatam was recited was when the Kali Yuga was 30 years old. And when Krishna left the planet, he was here for 125 years and Krishna left the planet, and then Taddinat Kalirayata. From that day, that was the beginning, first day of Kali Yuga. And then what happened? Kalau Nashta Drasham Esham. People lost the eyesight because Lord was no more. Krishna Suryasam. Krishna is like the sun. He is no more on the scene. So total darkness, people couldn't see. Then what happened? Lord arranged Purana Arka Uditaha. Then the Bhagavatam, which is a brilliant like sun, appeared on the scene, on the horizon. This is also another glory of Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam appeared in the beginning of the age of Kali. Srila Vyasadeva compiled. And so 30 years after Lord's departure from this planet, that means that time, Sukadeva Goswami recited this Bhagavatam. And then, like that, then 200 years later, there was a Bhagavatam recited. For Dundakari and Gokarna. Gokarna, they were both brothers. Very interesting story also. And then that took place in South India, Central South India. And then the third one was on the bank of Ganga again in Haridwar, and the speakers were 4 Kumaras. And this recitation was for the benefit of Bhakti Devi and Gyan and Vairagya, who are the sons of Bhakti Devi, for rejuvenation, for revival of their status, the Bhagavatam. So there, he has mentioned that these 3 famous Bhagavatams were recited in beginning of the age of Kali. This is how it started. And now it is going on and on. And when this Bhagavatam was recited at the on the bank of Ganga, and the speakers were 4 Kumaras, and there's a everyone was there in attendance. And then Lord also appeared. And then all devotees were doing kirtan. Prahlad Maharaj was playing kartal. And Uddhav was playing vampers. Veenadhari Surarashi, and Narad Muni appeared. He had his veena. And Arjun was, it says, Raga Karta Arjuno Abhut. Alap is called. While singing is there. And so he's also expert. Then Indra, he was playing the drum. He's very expert. Indra Vadin Mrdangam. And And Sukadeva Goswami also was present. He was Bhava Vakta. He was expressing different emotions and feelings corresponding the songs and that they were singing. And when this kirtan was going on, then everyone was dancing. Bhakti Devi Gyan Vairagi also started dancing. And they were in very weak situation, almost ready to depart. Last breath of Gyan and Vairagi was. So Bhakti Devi was concerned. Oh, what to do? What to do? How to revive Bhakti, Gyan, Vairagya? And it was recommended, yes, they should listen to the Bhagavad Katha. And then Bhagavad Katha was recited. And as they heard it for 7 days, they became normal, full of strength and spiritual strength. So before they were just lying. They were literally dragged and lifted and brought to the place of where Bhagavatam was going to be recited. But as they heard Bhagavatam for 7 days, at the end they were dancing like peacocks in a great jubilation. And then Lord's presence was there. So they all the assembled devotees, they begged of one boon from the Lord. My dear Lord, could you please, that whenever there is recitation of Bhagavatam, could you also be present as you are present now? Could you be present? And Lord said, Tathastu, so be it, Lord promised. So we also expect. We have some kind of Bhagavatam recitation going on here. And of course we have Radha Madan Mohan, but they will feel their presence more strongly as we go through recitation of this Bhagavatam. There's a whole chapter. Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami. In fact, four Kumaras are talking the whole vidhi, the process and do's and don'ts during this Bhagavad Katha, and who to invite, and what should be the wording of the invitation that you send around. This whole, and who should sit where, and the proper accommodations, and prasadam has to be arranged, and the guests coming from even nearby countries, talks here, they have to be received properly and taken care of as if the gods have come. And funds are required. The very first thing mentions is you raise funds. Just like when there's a marriage of your daughter, you really go out of your way. Somehow. You raise funds, money, to get your daughter married. Money is required. So likewise, in this Bhagavad Katha, you raise funds. That's the first item in this chapter. And many more things. Also, what kind of speaker, his qualifications. Virakto, Vaishnavo, Vipro, Veda Shastra, Vishuddhikrut. These are some of the things. He should be renounced. He should be Vaishnav. He should be learned. And like that, a few other things. So, a lot of times, the present day Bhagavat speakers, they don't meet these conditions. They are not renounced, they are not Vaishnavas, no parampara connection, they just anybody, everybody. And were eating also, phala aharena, or some do complete fast for 7 days. That's one way. Anyone here? That's what when Sukadeva Goswami was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, that was their program. Just eat some air. And drink some air and breathe some air. Just air all the way. And as a result, you know, they had, when stomach is empty, difficult to sleep. As soon as your belly is full, and asleep. And when you eat and drink, so many bodily demands, you have to take care, run here, there. Taking care of the body. They had no difficulty because they're not putting anything in. There's no input, no output. So, it's easy. So if you can't do that, then it just says there. Malamutra jayartham hi laghva aharaha sukhavaha. In the words of four Kumaras, they say, malamutra jayartham. Mala means stool. Mutra, urine, water. Jayart, in order to conquer this, you do go for laghva aharaha. Ahar, you eat, okay, if you have to eat, but laghu ahar. One is laghu, one is guru. On your plate has a little Govardhan hill on your plate. There is laghu or guru. As a guru. Guru is heavy. So one is heavy, there is guru, the other one is laghu. Laghu ahar. Laghva ahar. Yeah, or you could phala ahar mentioned here. And following brahmacharya during those days. And it also says you should kathavrati, kathavrat. This is also vrat. There are so many vows. Brahmacharya is a vow. There are so many. Ekadasi vrat, brahmacharya vrat. Vrat means vows. So those who come with the idea of hearing Bhagavatam for 7 days, or in this case here, 7 times, not in 3 days. They're called kathavrati, kathavrat. And one who takes this vow, I'm going to listen to this Bhagavatam. They take vow, there's a sankalp. They're called kathavrati. So kathavrati, he stays away from, or he tries to avoid kamam, krodham, madam, manam, mastaram, lobham, evacha, dambham, moham. Like that, all the bad qualities. Try to live like a pure devotee. Do the act. Do your best. That you are free from calm, the lust and crow, the anger and pride and envy and these things, which is an even harder task, harder than the fasting and what is happening? Am I missing something? Okay, I got it. So that was a negative side. You give up this, give up that, and then try to cultivate satyam, saucham, dayam, maunam, arjavam, vinayam, tatha. The truthfulness, cleanliness, kindness during this Bhagavad recitation. Maunam means either no talk or very little talk, only if it is necessary. Called maunam. Munis are arjavam, vinayam, humility, udara manasam, charitable or magnanimous. Magnanimity. Kuryat kathavrati. So these are some of the expectations. So quite a detailed guideline here. And then jaya shabdam, namaha shabdam, shankha shabdam chakarayet. So during Bhagavatam, there is lot of jai, jai, jai ho, jai ho. Appreciation of different things. Or namaha shabdam, pranam, pranam, namaskar, namaskar. Obeisances. The audience so many times, they keep offering their obeisances. Or katha, the speaker talks about offering obeisances to Madan Mohan. As soon as this is said by the speaker, the audience, what do? The speaker says, let's offer our obeisances, or in the part of the pastime, Vyasa Deva offering obeisances to Narad Muni, and immediately the listener also offers obeisances. So being in the mood, being absorbed, and kind of entering that pastime that way. So not just floating at the surface of the water, but diving deeper. And then naturally, just jai shabdam, namaha shabdam, shankha shabdam, and blowing up conchals, and those things are there. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, so many nice things. Oh, what is this? In the beginning it says the Srimad Bhagavatam is compared. Maharaj was describing how as Krishna Katha enters our heart, then other fellows, thieves and the plunderers, rogues, they will flee in fear. They will vacate. They will leave the heart. So likewise, there's something else said here in the Bhagavatam that Srimad Bhagavatam is like a peacock. And all these bad qualities are like a snake. So as soon as the Bhagavatam is recited, then it's like a peacock is dancing. And where there is peacock, what happens to the snake? Snakes are always scared of the peacocks. As soon as they see peacock dancing, they make their way out. They go away. So when Bhagavatam is recited, then it says, Kala Vyala Mukha Grasa Trasa Nirnasha Hetave. It says, Kala Vyala. Kala is time, time factor, time, bad times, or Kali Yuga times, compared with a Vyal means big snake. Kala Vyala. And it has a mukha, it has a mouth, and a grass is ready to gobble you. So you'll be relieved. As soon as there's a Bhagavatam, this whale, this snake will shut up the mouth, close the mouth, and will just go away. Nirnasha hetave Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Kalau Kirena Bhashitam. So that is why it says, Savadhanataya Ashranu. Please listen to this Bhagavatam. Savadhanataya, carefully. And the examples we have of listeners of Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj also. Shaunak Muni says, Shaunaka. What kind of Shaunak? Kathamrata rasasvadana kushalaha. Shaunak Muni is described as someone very, very expert. Kushal means expert. Shaunaka kushalaha. Very expert in what? His expertise was in katha amrita rasa aswada kushalaha. Rasa, first of all, rasa. Katha amrita rasa. Katha amrita rasa aswadan means drinking. Pratikshana aswadana lolupasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. So what we are doing is just following in the footsteps of the acharyas which we worship. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. We worship their lotus feet. Why? Because they are known for pratikshana aswadana lulupasya. They have become addicted to what? Aswadan, drinking, relishing. And how much, how often? Pratikshana. At every step, they are drinking. They have become drunkards. Kushala. So likewise, Sukhdeva, Shaunak Muni is also described as katha amrita rasaswada kushalaha. Very, very expert. Very smart in relishing, drinking the Bhagavat Katha. Sutakhya hi katha saram mama karna rasayanam. It is a right kind of nectar solution for the karnas, the ears. So ears are decorated when ears hear Krishna Katha. Earrings are not the decorations of the ears. Decoration of the ears is Katha, Shravanam. Krishna Katha, Naam, Naam Amrit, Asvadan. These are the decorations. So let us make our ears decorative, decorate our ears by hearing this Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Having said that, we want to Yeah, do kirtan for a few minutes. Yeah, so we will be starting our... yeah, let me just introduce this and then little kirtan, few minutes, and we'll start. That we wish to... if you have not heard the announcement or read the communication in that regard, is we would like to hear a story of Ajamil. Technically, they call Ajamil Upakhyan. Ajamil Upakhyan. It is there in the first three chapters of the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. So we, in our next, well, this one is almost half session finished, first one. This one and the remaining six. We want to divide those three chapters into seven parts, which already I have divided in which, how many slokas or texts we do in each session. We will be dealing with, I think, like a 15 to 20 verses. Normally, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, when we do one verse a day, or sometimes a couple. Of course, when those reciters in India, the Bhagavad Sapta, they do 18,000 verses, 12 cantos in 7 days. They kind of run through it. Or we also, when I do much bigger sections, summarize them, the story form and linking. But we'll be only dealing with three chapters. And 15-20 verses of Ajamil story, which glorifies the holy name of the Lord. That's what it does. With example. And the example is, oh, you want proof? The proof is the life or story of Ajamil. Proof for what? The greatness of the holy name. Oh, holy name could be that potent. Is that great, the holy name? Yes, yes, it is. But could you cite some example? For example, we say, for example, the example is, of course, Jagai Madhai. Our example is Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. Dino Hino Yata Chilo Hari Name Udharilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. Dino Hino Yata Chilo. Din means poor. Din also means day. Depends. One is short, one is long. When it's long, then it's poor. Poor fellow, din. And din means day. And dinakar, one who does the day, is sun. Dinakar. Oh, there, din is too many. So dina hina means poor, heen, fallen. Jata chilo harinam e uddharilo. Harinam, what does harinam do? Uddhar. That person would be elevated, fallen, poor, in consciousness. That person would be lifted by what? Harinam e uddharilo. Tar sakshi, and the witness, the example, the glaring example is Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. So that is Gaudiya Vaishnava example. There could be so many examples. There's also Valmiki Rishi. He was a big robber and thief and whatnot. And Narad Muni asked him to chant what? Ram. He asked him to chant Ram. But he was so sinful that he was not able to chant Ram. He was chanting Mara. So sinful. Like in the beginning when we are bhaktas, remember when your first day you came to Hare Krishna and you were asked to chant Hare, Hare, you have struggled. You struggle with even saying Hare Krishna. Ha ha wa ha ra 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 ra. You really can't even. You remember your first day, first time you, or maybe you're just listening to the Harinam party and you couldn't figure it out what they're singing. You heard it for half an hour, you still don't know what they're singing. And when they ask you to chant Hare Krishna, you struggle. No training, no purification, sinful, can't say the name properly. So that was the case with the Valmiki, the compiler of Ramayana. He was very sinful. So he was asked to chant Ram, but he was chanting Mara, 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 Mara. Starts with Mara. Gradually, as you keep chanting, you get better in the process. So the goal is never stop. Go on. Offensive, whatever. Keep chanting. So many examples. So the Bhagavatam gives the example. Sukhdev Goswami is giving example of Ajamil to glorify the holy name. Harinam Mahatmya, we could call it. Harinam Mahatmya. It's a nice word for you too. As soon as people go to the holy place, first they look, oh, is Mahatmya? Is Vrindavan Mahatmya available? They go to the bookshop. Mahatmya chahiye, Mahatmya. We want Mahatmya. Every place has its Mahatmya, a book, guidebook, glorifying that Mahatmya. So whether it's a Dham Mahatmya, or Bhagavat Mahatmya, or Harinam Mahatmya, Mahatmya means greatness of different things. So these three chapters are describing Harinam Mahatmya. What is it describing? What? Harinam Mahatmya. Harinam Mahatmya. Mahatmya. So,